Good evening and welcome to the Canadian Orthodox Monastery of All Saints of North America in New Ostrog. We're going to go back to the videos that haven't come out very well. The sound isn't really audible on them, or one can't really hear what's being said. So let's go back to the introduction to the Orthodox faith, part one. And I've been asked to explain where the term Orthodox and Orthodoxy comes from. When did the church start being called Orthodox? In the beginning, the apostles and disciples simply referred to themselves as the Way. They did not conceive of being a religion, but as a way of life and a way toward the heavenly kingdom. In Antioch, the followers of Christ were first called Christians, and it was likely a pejorative in the beginning, likely a way of saying of Christians. But the followers of Christ wore that as a badge of honor, that they were called after the name of Christ. And so people were called the Way, then Christians, and the term Catholic, which is a Greek expression, became used for the church because it refers to a fullness or a wholeness, a completeness. And the Catholicon is a large church in the middle of a city or town where everybody gathers on a major feast day, because Catholic indicates being gathered together, gathered out of this world, being in the world but not of the world, so being gathered out of the world into the whole fullness of the church. And every place where a bishop is serving the Holy Eucharist, together with the faithful, the royal priesthood, the whole fullness of the Church Catholic is there. The whole Catholicity of the Church is there in that place, in that time, at that moment. So the Church then was called also Catholic, meaning the fullness or the wholeness or the gathering of the people. But in the late 200s, early 300s, there arose some heresies that really destroyed the gospel that Christ had taught. Some of these were called Gnostics. They were little sects or cults that really corrupted the gospel. And then a major false teaching came along, given by a man named Arius. And in this false teaching, he denied that Jesus Christ was truly God, and therefore really destroyed the gospel of our salvation. So a great council of the whole church was called in the year 325. It was called the First Ecumenical Council. And at this council, the false teaching was discussed, and the true teaching, apostolic teaching of the church was discussed. Now the word orthodoxos, or orthodox, means right belief or right worship. And we had to put right belief against the false teaching in order to preserve the gospel of Jesus Christ and to worship correctly, that is, to worship the Holy Trinity and that the worship of Jesus Christ as being our true God. So the term Orthodox began to be used as opposed to any kind of falsehood or false teaching. And as later happened, you had Orthodox Catholic and then, after the 500s, Roman Catholic, because the Roman Catholic Church ceased to be Orthodox and developed all kinds of false teachings. So the word Orthodox really refers to the Orthodox Catholic Christian Church. And we just say Orthodox Christian in our own time. So the word Orthodox was emphasized because in ancient times, all Christians made the sign of the cross on themselves. We find it in the writings of every ancient Christian writer. That some people made the sign of the cross by tracing it on their forehead. Some people made the sign of the cross by tracing a cross on their heart. Some people made the sign of the cross by putting the cross over their whole body like this. Well, when the First Ecumenical Council wanted us to confess the Holy Trinity and the two natures of Jesus Christ, that he's truly God and man, who came down to earth to save us, they designed the way of making the sign of the cross in an orthodox fashion, because it confessed the true faith, the orthodox faith. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, God in three hypostases, and that Jesus Christ is both God and man who came down to earth for our salvation, the two natures of Jesus Christ. This is the basis of the word orthodox and orthodoxy and the Orthodox Confession of Faith, that we defend the apostolic faith and the gospel against anything that tries to destroy the gospel of Jesus Christ or undermine it. And making the sign of the cross the way we do is an orthodox confession of the Trinity and the two natures of Jesus Christ, and the confession that Jesus Christ came down to earth to redeem and to save us, and that our salvation is through no other than our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. So this is the beginning of the use of the word orthodox, and this is what the term orthodox means, that we rightly believe and rightly worship. And so this is why we call ourselves or refer to ourselves as the Orthodox Communion or the Orthodox Christian Church.